Deus in adutorium meum intende,
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio,
et nunc et semper,
et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess Him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call Him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. Humbled for a reason to receive a name from the lips of sinners unto whom He came. Faithfully He bore it, spotless to the last, brought it back victorious when from death He passed. Bore it up triumphant with His human light, through all ranks of creatures to the central height, to the throne of Godhead, to the Father's breast, filled it with the glory of that perfect rest. In your hearts enthrone Him, there let Him subdue all that is not holy, all that is not true. May your voice entreat Him in temptation's hour. Let His will enfold you in His light and power.
Brothers, this Lord Jesus shall return again with His Father's glory o'er the earth to reign.
He is God the Savior,
He is Christ the Lord, ever to be worshipped, always blessed, adored.
Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain. There He was transfigured before them. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let your word, Father, be a lamp for our feet, and a light to our path, so that we may understand what you wish to teach us, and follow the path your light marks out for us. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain. there he was transfigured before them. His face was radiant as the sun, and his clothing white as snow. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I take their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand happiness forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord Jesus, uphold those who hope in you, and give us your counsel, so that we may know the joy of your resurrection, and deserve to be among the saints at your right hand. His face was radiant as the sun, and his clothing white as snow.
Moses and Elijah were speaking to him of the death he would endure in Jerusalem. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate. It was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim, to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Moses and Elijah were speaking to him of the death he would endure in Jerusalem. A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. We beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, on a day of salvation I have helped you. Now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. We avoid giving offense, so that our ministry may not be blamed. On the contrary, in all that we do, we strive to present ourselves as ministers of God. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions,
for we have
have sinned against you.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
A voice spoke from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
A voice spoke from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
Let us give glory to God, who has concern for us all. Let us call upon him and say, "Lord, save the people you have redeemed. Giver of all gifts and source of all truth, give the fullness of your blessing to the College of Bishops, and keep all those entrusted to their care faithful to the teaching of the Apostles."
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Pour your love into the hearts of all who share the one bread of life, that they may grow in unity in the body of your Son.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Help us to strip off our sinful selves and to be clothed with Christ your Son, the new Adam.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Grant that those who do penance find forgiveness, and so share in the fruits of Christ's redeeming death.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
May those who have died in your peace give you everlasting glory in heaven, where we too hope to praise you forever.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, help us to hear your Son. Enlighten us with your word, that we may find the way to your glory. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta, Gaude Virgo gloriosa, Super omnes speciosa, Valeo valde decora, Et pro nobis Christum exora.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.